Brian Bickle's on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and it's, I don't know, Bix, it's, this is heartbreaking for me that I have to say goodbye to you right now, because I just don't, I don't like the idea of this. But do you think longtime Chicago Blackhawk, an absolute fan favorite, and you're going to Carolina, which is, by the way, Charlotte's a great town. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have a lot of fun there. But we will miss you deeply here. Will you keep your home here?
I don't think we will keep our home here, but we'll definitely come visit here as much as possible. We just don't have the space and the time right now for to have like four homes. So we're going to minimize. We're kind of busy. You know, we have a baby coming up here in a couple of weeks, and we have a 2-year-old. So we've been busy, and fortunately we'll be selling, and fortunately we'll be leaving. But it was fun. It was a good stint. We met a lot of good people and made some good friends, and we enjoyed the time we were here.
So many friends, so many fans. 9 years, right, Brian?
Yeah, well, nine years. I worked my way up. My first year was in Norfolk in the minors, and then playing in Rockford for the next couple of years, and then being up here for, six. So it's been a while. I got drafted by the Blackhawks in 2004, so over a decade I've been a part of them. So it's, I always call Chicago a second home, and it'll be truly missed.
Is there one moment that stands out more than the others for you?
There's a couple of really good moments, obviously winning the cups that we have had here, especially in 13 with, the impact that I put in. I'm just starting a family here, I think, is the biggest thing. Me and my wife, Amanda, had our first daughter August 23rd, a couple years ago, and now we're having another one in a couple weeks. So we're just ecstatic that we've grown our family here.
Well, Brian, you mentioned 2013. Not only one of the greatest Blackhawks moments, but best Chicago sports moment ever. 17 seconds, game 6 in Boston. You scored the tying goal with under 2 minutes to go. Just kind of relive that moment for us and talk us through that, because that was a moment Hawks fans and Chicago sports fans will never forget.
No question.
So true.
No question.
It's going to be, forever. That's one of the biggest comebacks in any sport in 17 seconds. And I remember, down by one goal with a couple of minutes left and realized that we still have some time to, tie it up and push OT. So then I see Hanzus, because I was playing with Kane and Taves at the time, and then I seen Hanzus on the ice, so I'm like, okay, we pulled our goalie. So I just went to the net, and Taves made a great play to me and to tie it up with whatever it was, a minute and 40-something.
70 seconds left, yeah.
And then going back to the bench and feeling, okay, we're going to bring it to OT and see where it goes from there, and then celebrating, and then literally, goal on 17 seconds later to get the winner was unbelievable.
Yeah, it was unbelievable for those of us who were here watching it, right?
Oh, because gosh. It was incredible.
Because I just thought, uh-oh, here we go. Oh, no.
I know.
This is going to be bad.
Everyone was getting ready for Game 7 back here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like that.
And it was just such a relief. Because that was a hard-fought series. I mean, they're all hard-fought, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's ridiculous to say that they're not, but that was really something.
Yeah, it was special. Original six teams, Boston against us, games going to triple overtime, and any game could have went either way, but, to finish up the series and to win the Stanley Cup that way with, the historic year we had in the regular season with 24 games without a regulation loss, it was definitely a special year, and it finished in the right way.
Let's talk about your charity, and you've been doing basically a pit bull rescue charity, and Chicago loves pits. Done a billboard campaign. You've done some other things along the way, fundraisers. You're doing an event tomorrow night. We'll talk about that in just a second. But does that operation stay intact?
It is definitely staying intact. Me and my wife, adopted our dog, like 11 years ago. And then we had a problem in Ontario where we're from, where they got banned. So then we were grandfathered in, so we were allowed to keep her. But then we came to Chicago and saw the, you know, true problem here to just to make awareness and show the dog and the breed that how loyal and good the breed is. And I just, you know, we took part, and the last couple of years ago, we partnered up with a HESPA house and for abused kids. And, you know, it's been great to, you know, our family and to do something to give back to what we love, our pets and our dog, and for the kids too.
You guys have made such an impact. Well, you've made such an impact on the ice and off, and that's a perfect example of what you and your wife have done off the ice. I saw in social media she posted, I'm going to miss everything about the city except the traffic, and she went on with a very heartfelt message, and you did as well. Have you started to think, though, about, as you moved to Carolina, the things that you're really going to miss about Chicago other than the fans, the friends, and that kind of thing? Are there things that you're just trying to get done before you leave?
I think have a baby. I think that's,
I guess that's the most important thing imminently.
Yeah, get the baby thing figured out. My wife's listening in right now. So she's,
Oh, that's Brian,
like,
great
sure
answer.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah, I know. Is there something you really need? Oh, I got to take care of my wife. I got to get the baby. I got to do all my chores. I got to
laundry.
Thinking all of these awesome things in Chicago that we're going to miss, and I'm like the Cubs games and this and that, the food and all the restaurants.
Yeah. You will miss all that, because I mean, listen, they've got some in Carolina. There are some great restaurants. Mm-hmm. They're some of the same chains that you're going to see here, even at the high end. And you're going to,
It's not Chicago.
It just isn't Chicago.
Yeah, there's no traffic in Raleigh, I don't think.
Exactly.
The winters are not that bad until I come to the city, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, but you're in the Research Triangle. That's the most important thing. That's what everybody. But where should we go, honey? Let's go to the Research Triangle.
Is that the big thing there?
Yeah, that's what they call it there. Yeah, let's just go do that. So just in case you guys want to get PhDs,
exciting.
Got some great think tanks out there.
Yeah, there's a great exactly. If you want to like sort of, you know, split a genome, you'll be able to do it right there. All right. Well, congratulations. Tomorrow night, by the way, there's an event. It's open to the public. It's at one of Chicago's greatest restaurants, Hugo's Frog Bar and Fish House, downtown in the Gold Coast, right there next to Gibson's on Rush Street. And it starts at 5:00, goes to 7:00. Brian and Amanda are going to be there. And this is a fundraiser that's going to help all those things that we were just talking about as well. And you're an NHL power couple. You will be,
totally.
That's what it says right here.
Totally.
And you will be on site. And congratulations, Brian, on all of your success as a mm-hmm. Chicago Blackhawk.
Thank you.
And I guess limited luck moving forward, as long as you're not taking on the Blackhawks.
Personally, all the luck in the world, and with the baby especially.
Right, exactly. But for 2 days next year, or the next season, mm-hmm. I will not be rooting for you. It'll be the only time in my history I will not be rooting for you.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks very much.